right now, surrounded by some young ladies who have been busy this fall and will be this weekend. First of all, Ellie Ruffridge, let me start with you. Halloween is on Saturday. I got a feeling that yourself and a couple of your friends here are going to be going as cross-country runners, at least to start the day anyway.
Definitely, yeah, we're ready to run.
You sure are. For the third year in a row, Pocahontas area, now PAC-LM, will be running at Fort Dodge in the state meet as Grace Meyer, Faith Meyer are here, and also Destiny Ehlerts as well. Ellie, as said, back at state, third time in a row now for the cross-country team, so you're getting pretty familiar with the lay of the land there in Fort Dodge. How would you sum up this 2015 cross-country season?
We're definitely a great bunch of girls that have fun together, and we've been doing this since seventh grade, so, I mean, we're just great teammates and loved running.
That's right, and Ellie, you finished in the top five six times this season. Do you have a favorite meet, one that you're most proud of this year individually?
Holstein and Humboldt are my favorite.
Holstein, you finished fifth there, and Humboldt, yeah, you were runner-up at that meet, so definitely a reason to be proud. Now, I see one meet you did miss this year was your home meet. What was going on there?
I actually got my wisdom teeth out on Thursday, so I had to miss that, which was a bummer.
A little bit of recovery mode then, but at that meet, Grace and Faith, who we're about to hear from, finished 1 and 2, and that's really when others stepped up. Katie Birdie was 10th. Destiny here was 11th. Bailey Vanderib was 13th, and Addie Dutcher was 15th. Talk about the progress some of your teammates have made and really doing some big things this year.
They're really stepping up and improving every day. We push each other in practice and, you know, really try and close the gap, and they're doing a phenomenal job of doing that. So,
all right, Grace. Which one is Grace? Kind of tough to tell you apart. Grace, 3 first place finishes this year. You've been in the top 5 in every meet. Any meet stand out especially in your mind that really means more to you than any?
The Humble meet, because that's a really hard course, and I've never won that meet, and I did this year.
That's right, you did, along with the meet here, your home meet in Pokey. You finished first in, and also at South Central Calhoun, and finished runner-up. You did in districts in Orange City. Maybe you can speak for some of the other gals as the girls' meets this year. Now, like the boys added 6/10 of a mile to every meet, has that changed your approach any in pacing yourself just a little bit more?
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, it was really hard to pace yourself because you're used to the 4K and now it's a 5K. But as we went through the season, we got used to it and we could figure out our pace.
All right, Faith, how would you sum up the season for yourself? How's it been for you?
This season's been going pretty good. It's nice to have everybody to run with me and push me. And it's nice to run with all these lovely ladies.
Top 5, you finished 6 times this year. And Grace, by the way, has been in the top 5 in every meet. So congratulations for that. And Faith, you and Grace have been first and second 3 times this year. And you got the leg up on her 1 time this year at the Twin Lakes Conference meet. Talk about that, and having your sister and you run neck and neck and so close so often, how much motivation is that for yourself?
It's very easy for me to run with Grace because we've always been training together and practicing together, so it was a nice, comfortable run.
All right, and with it, PAC-LM this year, one of the newcomers to the team has been Destiny Ehlerts. Destiny joining with a seasoned state cross-country runners, as these ladies have been. How's it been for you this year?
Good. It was a good experience. The girls were very open to letting me join them, and it's just been good.
Well, you've really come on, finished in the top 20 6 times this season, placed a 7th in the Twin Lakes. Was there any point in the season you really felt you were hitting your stride and coming into your own?
Well, probably the middle of the season. I was new to the cross country, so my first couple of meets were pretty rough. I've never done it before. So once I got the hang of it, it got easier.
Well, you hang tight because we're going to talk about what you're going to be up to this weekend here as we're at halftime of Pokey and IKM Manning football. Indians lead the Wolves 7-6. LEU, Grace, and Faith will be back at it on the volleyball court tomorrow as you're 23-6 now for the year. 11 wins all of last year. What's made the difference in such a great improvement for the team this year?
We're just really motivated, and I don't know, we're just working hard every time to get better as the season progresses, and we're doing a great job. So.
Well, Ellie had 11 digs in the win on Monday night in the 3A quarterfinal over Estherville Lincoln Central, and Faith, you had second kills, second most on the team. Talk about the matchup on Monday night and how it went against Estherville Lincoln Central in the match from your point of view.
It went pretty good. We had nice coverage over the floor, and we like to run a quick offense, and that usually helps us.
And Grace, you had 5 blocks that night. What are you preparing for tomorrow night when you take on a Spirit Lake team that is ranked, going to be a challenge, and they have some tall girls I know. What are you going to be in for tomorrow night?
Well, they can like hit it really hard and like over our block because they're a lot taller than us, so we just need to get our block up and we need to cover the gaps in the floor.
Should be a good one tomorrow night as PAC-LM plays up at Spirit Lake in a 3A volleyball semifinal matchup. And going back to Destiny here, member of the cross-country team, this is it for you, though, as far as the cross-country season goes, as you also swim with the Storm Lake squad. So you're going to be competing in the region meet, also in Fort Dodge, on Saturday. I know you're awesome in the pool, but got to be one of those situations, got to, you know, feel kind of wishing like you could be in two places at once.
Yes, I do wish I could be in two places at once. Me, as in these other girls, play two sports, and unfortunately mine lands on the same day as them, but I wish them the best, and I know that they will do the best they can.
Right on. So I've been keeping track some this season. I know the swimming team's had a great year, 11-1 on the season. How's it been for the team all in all?
Awesome. We've never won this many meets, and our hopes are high, and we're just going strong right now.
Well, at Sioux City North, most recently, you got first in the 100-yard butterfly, I see. What are some of the other events that you take part in?
I swim the 100 back and the 100 free, and then I do the 200 and 400 free relays.
All right, Destiny, best of luck swimming in the pool in regionals in Fort Dodge on Saturday, and to Ellie, Grace, and Faith running at state cross country in Fort Dodge. Hopefully a successful day for all of you. Thanks you all for stopping up, and all the best.
Thank you.